Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope you are thriving today. I hope in every aspect of your life, your business, everything that is going around you, you feel like you are thriving. So let me ask you a question. Are you an effective leader? Think about that for a minute while I talk to you about our wonderful sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. I've been raving about them, and I'm going to keep doing it because I love this thing. The VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System allows you sitting at your home office, in your small building office, or even in a business that has grown and you've got 10 people, to be able to effectively sound like a major corporation, to have separate departments, separate extensions, all of the kind of things that you need to be able to sound like a professional business, you can do as a small or even startup business with the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. So like I said, today we're going to talk about the keys to effective leadership. And I think of a quote immediately when I think of leadership that a gentleman named Richard Marchenko, who was the original founder of SEAL Team 6, says. He said, you manage things, but you lead people. Leading people is something that you do from the front. It's something that you do when you are encouraging a person to be their best, but also never asking them to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. If you absolutely said, oh no, I would never do that kind of thing, then you need to ask yourself, well, why would I do that as a leader? Now, I am delighted to be able to be joined today by a good friend of my wife's and a master facilitator that teaches large groups of people. In fact, I heard, if I read the email right, that she's actually going to be working next week in Quantico, helping them with some ideas about leadership. Very, very extremely talented in teaching people how to be effective leaders. Join me in welcoming Leslie Stein. Hi, Leslie. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for the lovely introduction. And you did read that right. It was Quantico.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought so. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. So,
very fun.
Tell us a little bit about what got you to where you are now today. What brought Leslie here?
Absolutely. So I think I've always been a little bit of a leadership junkie. Like even in high school, I was the captain of the cheer squad. I was, the co-editor of the yearbook. I loved kind of being in charge and getting the best out of people, figuring out what was the right assignment to give someone. So it wasn't a surprise to anyone when I decided for college to go to the United States Military Academy at West Point. And that's sort of the premier place in our country where you can study leadership. So I went off and did that for 4 years and then got commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army, where I learned some lessons, not always the easy way, as a helicopter pilot. So I spent 7 years flying helicopters in the Army. And then I got out and realized that leadership in the quote-unquote real world was very different than military leadership that I had learned. So it was almost like starting over from scratch, learning a whole different way to be a leader out in the world. And eventually that path took me on to entrepreneurship, where I get to, be my own boss as I go facilitate for organizations all over the world, and including a bunch of Marines and civilians at Quantico. So that's kind of exciting.
That is very exciting. So here you are, you're a helicopter pilot, and you get out of the military. What is that shock like? I mean, what is that transition like for those of us who have never done it?
It was probably, you said that right, what was the shock of that like? I think the difference between life in the military and life in the civilian world is that In the civilian world, I have a job, but my, you know, entrepreneurs sometimes are married to their job. So that was kind of more what I felt in the military. But yeah, it was just a very different lifestyle. The military is your job. They tell you how to dress, who you can and cannot date, where you're going to live. So I was so used to all that structure that getting out was a bit of a shock. It was like, wow, I'm in charge of my own choices, which is crazy. I've never had this much freedom. And so that was a little bit crazy. But it also was really tough because I was so tied to my identity as a pilot. Like, people thought that was cool, that for 5 years after I got out, I still introduced myself as someone who used to fly in the Army. So that was quite a shock to my ego more than anything else.
Yeah, I can see where that self-identification change can be really hard to get over. Did you find yourself kind of searching for people and places to lead when you were no longer in the military and didn't have that, do you call it a plane, a helicopter, a plane? The crew?
No, you just call it a helicopter. Aircraft. You call it an aircraft, yeah.
An aircraft.
So,
there
well,
we go.
Right. So, it's interesting because I both led on the aircraft, so your crew on the aircraft, but I was also an officer, which meant I had different roles in the Army where I would sometimes be managing or leading, you know, hundreds of soldiers. So getting out into the civilian world, I went from having a lot of responsibility to sort of managing a desk and a spreadsheet. And so that was a little bit challenging at first. So I tried a lot of different jobs when I first got out because I didn't even know what it meant to be a civilian. Like, I understood what certain jobs meant. Like, I knew what a doctor did. I knew what a teacher did. I understood what a lawyer was. But this whole category called business made no sense to me. I didn't know what people in business did. So I tried a couple of different things. I was a professional organizer for a while. I was even a TV news producer for a while and managed a news team for about 6 months, and that was pretty cool. So I just kind of started experimenting and finding out what it meant to be a leader in the civilian world. And honestly, I was quite lost for a while. I hired a life coach to help me. He had been a coach of mine during my Army days. And I hired him again when I was a civilian to say, like, what does this mean? I don't even know how to be a leader in the civilian world. Like, help me make this transition. So hiring him was probably one of the best things I did for myself during that time.
So what does it mean then? I mean, because I think there's some parallels, whether you're in the military or you're in civilian life. What does it mean to be an effective leader?
So for me, an effective leader, even in the military, there was a difference. Like, people had to follow me because of my rank. But I always aimed for them to want to follow me so that even if they had a choice, they would choose to follow me. So for me, an effective leader is someone who inspires people to follow them. They don't direct it or demand it. And, you know, in thinking of, like, some of the qualities that an effective leader has, I think one thing that pops to mind is they're always learning. Like, I don't know about you, but when I have someone trying to tell me, I know the answer for you, this is the answer, I tend to get a little resistant because I say, like, you don't know my life, like, you don't know my path or what I want. And so I like people who are kind of open and always learning themselves so they don't rest too solidly on one thing and never change their mind. So that's one thing I think is definitely, for me, part of the definition of an effective leader, constantly learning, you know, from the environment, from the people they lead, and from mentors of their own.
Well, so I suppose the reverse is true. What would be the key element of an ineffective leader?
Gosh, I think the most ineffective thing I see in leadership, because I go into a lot of organizations as part of my job. I'm a trainer and a facilitator, so I work with a lot of different teams. And the leaders that try and control the information and hold back and aren't honest, they kill a team every time. They want to control the outcomes, and so they aren't open and they aren't authentic with what's really going on, and it tanks the team almost every time.
So the element of allowing a person to be the best them that they can be, would you say that that's pretty well universally the major point of being an effective leader?
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. If you can get the best out of people, that's going to make you a more effective leader. And in honesty, like, a good leader isn't directing people. They're creating environments in which people can do their best work. So a leader needs to, like, broaden their scope. Like, leaders often get promoted to a leadership role because they were good doers. But doing isn't the same when you get to a leadership level. It's more about creating that space where people can collaborate. They can make mistakes and learn from them. They can ask questions when needed. There's honesty there. So as a leader, you're kind of controlling the environment where that happens for the people that you lead.
I like that. We promote people because they were a good doer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have now the skills to be a leader. I think a lot of us in business can, you know, can relate to that. You do a particular thing, you're really good at doing it, and mm-hmm. often people find themselves in a business role on accident. You know, they didn't really mean to be a business person. They just did something really well, and before they knew it, they had a business. I think you really said the key element of that then is that you got to then learn and be trained by somebody who knows how to do it, how to be an effective leader.
Absolutely. And I'm totally guilty of what you just said. Like, I was a great facilitator and a great trainer, and I was so excited. I hired some people to help build the business, and I realized I was not a great CEO. And so even though I could train other people on how to communicate effectively, it's very different when you're trying to do it yourself. So I made some huge mistakes that, in retrospect, things I would have done very differently, and that team ended up falling apart. So they didn't last, and I learned some lessons the hard way. But it actually made me a more empathetic and effective teacher to help people see where they might be making mistakes within their own team. So painful lesson to learn, but useful to my students for sure.
So it's our hope that during the course of this show, we can save you some scar tissue that both Leslie and I have gone through over the years of leading people, and hopefully help you learn some key elements of being an effective leader, rather than learning all of the things that you've done wrong and having to have to do each one of them first. Let's try to help you out over the course of this hour to really be able to learn some key elements of being an effective leader. In the meantime, while you're listening to this first commercial, I encourage you to go out on Twitter and hashtag I am an effective leader, all together, all one word. So for those of you who are still learning Twitter, a hashtag is what we used to call a pound sign. And you want to put that and then put the phrase I am an effective leader with no spaces. Okay, so try that out for those of you that are new to Twitter. And, of course, those of you that are old pros, you'll be like, why did you spend so much time explaining it to us? We knew what you meant, okay? Either way, do that during this commercial, and then we will be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's...
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire?
And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Leslie Stein, and we are talking to you today about the keys to being an effective leader in your business. What does it take to have effective leadership in yourself first and then throughout the different levels of your business? We touched on a few elements of it, but now we want to really go into teaching mode and really talk about what are those keys to being an effective leader. So, Leslie, hit us with, you know, with the list. What does it take to be an effective leader?
All right, let's do this. I got 4 key points that I want to make about being an effective leader. So the first one, and I know it's going to be, you know, completely counterintuitive because there's that book out there called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, but I want you to pay attention to the small stuff, right? So in a different kind of way. I started a project several years ago when I lived in Washington, D.C. I was walking home from work, found a $20 bill on the ground, got completely excited because I was a broke girl living in the city, right, doing my like corporate job, working for the man. And I did a little happy dance when I found that $20 bill. And I sauntered over to the nearest like nail salon and got a pedicure. And it was really cold and kind of dark and drizzly. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to enjoy this time in here. And as I sat there getting my toes done, I started thinking, are we so unconscious about money these days that we're tossing 20s on the ground? And this was actually right before the economy crashed. And so I think that, yes, we had gone a little unconscious about money. So I decided to challenge myself to pick up all the money I found for a year. So every penny, nickel, dime, didn't matter if it was, you know, left behind in the aisle at Target or in a street gutter, I was going to pick it up. So I just carried hand sanitizer with me everywhere. And over, you know, it just got a little crazy. And over the first couple months that I was doing it, friends took note. And I started sending out these little updates. And so other people started bringing me their money. And within a year, by just picking up these tiny increments, pennies and nickels that I probably would have been walking by, you know, any other time, we ended up saving about $80-something that first year. And so I was going to donate it to charity and call it a day, but my friends were like, no, we're actually having a lot of fun with this because we laugh about the penny stories and we're taking note too, and it's something that we can use to connect. So we did it for a second year and a third year, and now we're in our 9th year, and we've picked up over $4,700. So we're well on our way to $5,000. And I bring this up for entrepreneurs because I think that so many times we get locked into what I call our $20 bill vision, that big picture, that thing that we want so badly to achieve, that we forget there's pennies at our feet right now that we could be picking up and moving one step closer. So that's what I mean when I say notice the small stuff. What are the pennies that are laying at your feet? That one client that's like clamoring for your attention, or that opportunity that's just ready and waiting. that maybe you're ignoring because it's not sexy like the big $20 bill vision. Mm. That's probably the first one. Shall I just go down the list and give the other four?
Yep,
the other
go on
three
down
as
the
well?
List. I like
okay.
that. Notice the small steps.
All right. Notice the small steps. That's number one. Number two, and I think this is another highly overlooked thing, especially for entrepreneurs, because we pride ourselves on working super long hours. And I've even seen people like, you know, proudly put like, I was at my desk for 18 hours today. And that makes me cringe because the secret to effective leadership number two is good self-care. Because quite honestly, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to have anything to give your clients or the people that you serve. And what little you do have and you give to them, that leaves absolutely nothing or a negative space for your family and the people you love. So sometimes you end up taking out on them like anger and frustration that really comes from not taking care of yourself. So for me, that includes a couple of things. I like to have at least 30 minutes of movement in the morning. So get up and walk or jog or get on the elliptical or do some yoga. It doesn't have to be hectic or crazy, but 30 minutes of physical movement for my body. Always having a water bottle nearby because we got to stay hydrated, right? That keeps things moving through us. And kind of having some healthy foods nearby when I get munchy or emotional because a call didn't go well. I want to reach for something healthy instead of something that's going to make me feel bad mm-hmm. in the long run. So I call that my self-care plan. So that's my second point. Number three is that you have to be willing to make a mess. Don't be afraid to mess things up. Don't be afraid to get it wrong because, and this is such a beautiful analogy, this is the one that I always remember when I'm in the middle of a mess, is the lotus flower, which is a symbol that a lot of people see. It's on like a lot of yoga studios have it. Lotus flowers are often associated with yoga. But lotus flowers can only bloom in murky, dirty water. They cannot bloom in perfectly clear, clean water. So this misnomer that we need to get through the mess or avoid the mess or don't make a mess at all, you're actually losing an opportunity for really rich, beautiful things to happen. So if you're willing to just get messy and jump in that murky, oh my gosh, what do we do? What's going on? I'm confused. You're confused. If you're willing to jump into that space and be uncomfortable for a little while and work through it, the most amazing things grow from that. That's number three, be willing to make a mess. And number four, it's my favorite. I'm a big fan of Brené Brown and her TED Talk on vulnerability. And I think that is actually the secret weapon to good leadership, is to be vulnerable. So a lot of times when you're in charge, there's this belief that you have to have it all together. You have to know all the answers. And the truth is, nobody knows all the answers. So the leaders who are willing to say or who are able to say to their people, hey, this is the best I can do right now, but I might be having a blind spot, or I don't know the answer to this particular part of the problem. What do you guys know that I don't know? They're going to actually tap into something called the wisdom of the whole. So the group is smarter than any one individual in the group. So when a leader is able to say, hey, guys, I don't know all the answers, but I sure want to count on you for the pieces that you know that I don't know, they're going to have far better results than the leaders who try and do everything themselves and make the people that work for them just follow their plan. Those are my four key points to leadership. Notice the small things, take radical self-care, to always take good care of yourself, be willing to make a mess, and practice vulnerability and tapping into the wisdom of the whole.
And that's so important. I think that's why things like masterminds, when done right, can be so effective, is because, you know, there are people in the group that, you know, they may not even necessarily be in your industry, but that doesn't mean that they can't hear or get really good insight into what's going on.
Absolutely. It's amazing to me how often the best answers for my clients or for the work that I'm doing comes from an industry completely unrelated to the one that I'm serving at the time. So as a facilitator, it's really interesting because I'm a process expert. I don't have to know anything about your content, your problem, to help you go through a process to make it better. So I've gotten to work with clients, like I have one client that has a power plant in the Philippines, and I worked at Disney one time, and fidelity, like banking and, you know, financial industry people, and that, you know, Quantico with the Marines will be my second trip to Quantico. So it's fascinating to me that I can bring a story from a power plant to powerfully serve Marines. And then I can take a story from what happens with the Marines and use that to powerfully serve Disney. Like, they feed each other. And so masterminds have that capability, if you're willing to look outside of what you know, to learn really powerful things from people who are a step ahead of you on one part of the path.
And that's the important part about it, is that one step ahead of you on a particular path. There may be people who, you know, aren't at your level in your business. You may be making more money than them. You may have been in business longer than they have. But that mm-hmm. isn't to say that they haven't gotten wisdom. Maybe it's as simple as the fact is, you know, they had a parent that said something brilliant their whole life. You know, in fact, they may
yes.
have heard it so many times that if their mom or dad says it one more time, they're going to get frustrated with them. But it's ingrained in who they are. And when you bring up that question, it instantly just comes to them. You know, they hear their
Absolutely.
Mom's words before they ever even know they're saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a funny thing. Somebody once said to me, and I think this is so true, oftentimes our best skills or the best knowledge that we have to share is like a hat on our head. We're wearing it, but we can't see it. And so that's what I think is so brilliant about masterminds and gathering with people who want to be great, but they have different knowledge, is I can see your hat and I can tell you what your hat is and learn from your hat, and you can help me see mine and understand what gifts I have that I may not even understand yet are my gifts.
Yeah, and the other side of that coin is true, too, is we are our own worst critic. When you go into a group of people, very rarely are you going to get into a group where the people are going to be like, oh, my gosh, you are just a hot mess. I just do not even know why you came out of the house today. I mean, seriously. You know, they're going to say things about you. They're going to tell you how nice your hair looks, or, you know, how brilliant your ideas are and things like that. And you need to hear that. You need somebody outside of you to encourage you and tell you just how awesome you are.
Absolutely. It's good to have, and it's interesting. I've heard the analogy of, like, life is like a river, and people enter our river at different points. So there's people who've known us since the beginning. They've seen the whole course that our river has taken. And then there's the people that you meet now. And sometimes those people have a clearer picture of who you are because they're not in relationship with your history. They're just seeing you as you are today, how you showed up, the energy you bring. And that's valuable because sometimes we get weighed down by our histories.
It's important for us to embrace others. You know, I mean, it keeps coming up. It's so funny, Leslie, because if we had time to replay every excerpt of people that have said this same thing on totally different topics, that thread runs through the whole thing. And that's that we need other people. It's those close interrelationships that help us develop our speaking voice, that help us become effective writers, that help us develop our personality, that, you know, in the weight loss industry, help us be able to stay on track with our diet. It is just amazing to me how often that message comes up.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the most successful periods of my life was when I hired a personal trainer. And the girl talked, you know, she became my best friend because I called on her so often to go, should I eat this or that? What about this? Can I do this? And she was so supportive of me and helped me realize I actually like green smoothies. I've been resisting them for 37 years, but I like them. So she helped me learn things about myself that I could not have learned alone. It's fascinating.
So I encourage you to think, while you're listening to this commercial, who are the people that are in your life? And how could you allow them to be more effective in your life? How could you allow them to have your voice? That may be everything from your kids. Sometimes, you know, out of the mouth of small children come brilliance. It could be your parents. It could be, of course, your friends. There may be some people that are just outside of your circle that if you just went up to them at a networking meeting and said, hey, you know, I'd like to get to know you, that you may find that next person that can add brilliance into your life. I encourage you to think about and maybe even make a short list of, I want to get to know these three or four people a little bit better over the course of these next couple of weeks. Think about that while we do this commercial break. While I talk to you about our sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. VTech is so amazing. Now, they've got lots of phones. If you go into any place that sells a phone, you're going to find a VTech phone. Most of them are going to be, you know, your home phones. They're just designed to, you know, have around the house, and they've got one line. This particular phone has four incoming phone lines. That means you can have four phone numbers, and each one of them can be for a different thing, for a different department. You know, whatever you can imagine having come in for four lines for your business, for even your business and your home. So, you know, have a line for your business and have a line for your home, and have both of them come into one phone, so you don't have to worry, you know, where is the house phone, where is the business phone. You can just simply, as easy as plugging in a lamp, be able to use the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System for your home, for your office, for all of your needs as a small business. The VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox,
CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the...
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. You have been listening to me and Leslie Stein as we have been talking about how to be an effective leader. Unfortunately, due to some technology glitches, the rest of our recording was lost. Yeah, I feel really bad about it too, because Leslie is majorly empowering and impactful. I want to let everybody know that you do have inside of you what it takes to be an impactful and effective leader. And Leslie is here to help you with a whole lot of really cool things. You can check her out at lesliestein.com. That's LeslieStein.com. LeslieStein.com. I encourage you to check out all of the information that she has available there for you, and you look into her coaching programs, and especially check out her new movie. She has a new movie coming out that is herself and several other coaches and motivational speakers that are going to talk to you. Her section is all about keys to effective leadership. She's going to talk about things like when she landed a helicopter in a minefield. Now, don't you want to hear that story? I know I do. So I really, really hope that you will check out LeslieStein.com, LeslieStein.com. You'll be really glad that you did. She said if you fill out the contact form and just let her know that you're interested in the movie, she will get you the special insider rate on the movie. That's at LeslieStein.com. Leslie and I finished off the episode giving you some tips on things that you can do in order to be an effective leader. And the number one thing on that list is to be authentically and genuinely yourself, to lead from the heart, from the front, and be the best you that you can be. You will find that when you share your heart with others, people will respond. People will respond to you, and they will be giving back to you of themselves. If you want your staff, your crew, the people that work for you and with you to really, truly be impactful and change the world with you, the first thing you've got to do is be vulnerable enough to allow people to see not only your strengths, but also your weaknesses. Share with them where you're struggling. Lead them from the front. Give them help, guidance, support, and room in your business to shine. Secondly, you need to make sure that you are grateful to the people in your life. Be grateful to the business people, to the businesses you work with, to the people that work inside of your business. Show gratitude in everything you do. I encouraged you, and I continue to encourage you to let the people in your life, the people closest to you, know how much you appreciate them. Tell your wife, tell your kids that you love them. If you have roommates, tell them how much you appreciate that they are in your lives. There's never a wrong time to let people know how much we appreciate them. So let's talk real quickly. Let's review what Leslie shared with us about the key traits of an effective leader. Number one was to notice the small stuff. keep note of the small things. Make a note of the places that you can make little changes. The biggest thing you can do, Leslie shared with us, is to just ask yourself, what's one little small thing that I could do today that would begin to head me, would begin to head my company in the direction of more success, more productivity, more appreciation, more gratitude. Notice the small stuff. Secondly, be in good self-care. Move. Drink a glass of water. Don't necessarily jump right into, I need to drink 100 ounces of water. How about you start off with drink a glass of water? Or if you're already pretty consistent about drinking one glass of water, how about one more glass of water? Water is definitely the source of our life, and it's good for us. Be in good self-care. Take care of yourself. Eat the right things. Move. And get proper rest. And don't always work. Don't be proud of working 18 or 20-hour days. Give yourself time, space, and energy to be able to live a good life and take good care of yourself. And then thirdly, she told us, be willing to make a mess. Be a big, willing party to jumping in to the muck and the mire. A friend of mine used to actually call that lighting his company on fire. He said, if nothing else works, if I cause chaos on purpose, not just, you know, something random and chaotic, but if I cause something that allows everybody to come together as a team, work together, then we're effective. They see me jumping in with them to solve a problem. And what he began to develop in himself was the skill to be able to then, you know, not create havoc, but rather create a sense of both urgency as well as teamwork in the projects that the company did. So be willing to be a mess. I mean, that goes along with being willing to be authentic and share the things that are wrong about you, the things that you want to fix about you. Be willing to ask for help. Be willing to say, hey, you know what? I really need somebody to help me out. And then last, but definitely not least, and that goes hand in hand with being willing to ask for help, and that's be vulnerable. Be open. Be available. Be accessible. Be the kind of person that the people in your life want in their life. Be the kind of leader that you want to lead. Now, some of you are thinking to yourself, I don't have any employees. I don't have anybody that works in my company but me. That's great. That's perfect. This is when you want to start practicing being a good leader. Start right now. The first level of management is to manage yourself. Treat yourself with respect. Treat yourself in the effective, empowered manner that you would like people to treat you. Set that as the culture and the standard for your company so that when your first employee comes on, there's already a natural habit within your company of treating people with respect, of giving respect, of receiving respect, of being vulnerable, of being willing to all jump into the mess and fix things. Do that by yourself when you start and make it part of the nature of your company as you go forward. I really appreciated the time Leslie took with us. I'm so sorry that the technical difficulties caused us to lose the last about 20 minutes of her time with us. But thank you from the bottom of my heart, Leslie, as you're listening to the replay of this, for taking the time out of your very busy day to join with us, to share your unique brilliance with us, and to really, truly help people live as a thriving entrepreneur. And I'd like to say to all of you that are listening that I appreciate you. I'm grateful to you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, whether you listen to a whole string of them at a time or you listen to them faithfully every week. I notice you. I appreciate you. and I'm grateful to you. And I want to encourage you to always remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. Remember that the world needs you. They need you to be you. And also always keep in mind that Kathy and I are here to help you. We want to help you be no longer the best kept secret in your industry, but to shine your unique brilliance throughout and to the whole world so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.